You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
I give you the glory for the rest of my life. Lord, I lift my hands to you in total sacrifice. I give you my worship and all of my praise. I surrender my life to you for the rest of my days. God, you get all.
You get all the glory. You get all the praise.
You get all my worship.
You get all of my worship. My hands are raised.
You get all.
You get the praise.
In your name that I heed to your call. used to say a long time ago, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, trust in the Lord, no matter what, He'll bless you in ways you'll never get enough. See God in everything, everything you do. Do unto others as you would have them treat you. Praises go up and blessings come down. Don't be ashamed to praise His name right now.
In this building,
I want to praise Him. Come on and praise Him. I want to thank Him right here, right now. Come on and praise Him.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Let me just share with you, if you would remain consistent in attending service, I'm talking about just remain consistent, you're going to see a shift anyway. The enemy is trying to throw something to where you've been. But by you becoming consistent in your tension, his whatever he's passing to you, you're not going to catch it, or it's not going to hit you. Wherein God is using it to get you to something that he's sending to you. And he's going to give you new space for new beginnings.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Divine Interruptions. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11.
Let's look at an interception. I want you to think about the Super Bowl. I said something on Wednesday night that I believe was powerful. You got to get resilience off of the sidelines and let it be in the game. Could you imagine a mother that doesn't have resilience in the game? Resilience is on the sidelines, sitting on the bench, or any minister of the gospel. We got to encourage you just to praise. You can't be ordained a few weeks ago, and we got to tell you, come on, smile. Oil been poured on you. You lead the smiles. What you mean for? What you talking about? How you mean you got the oil? You should be leading out in hospitality. Hey, right this way. Jesus is right in here. Welcome to Truth Revealed. Come on, help me smile. Come on. I know it's hard. It's hard for me. I have to tell myself to smile. When God allows the corners of your heart to turn upward, you'll smile more. And that's what he's doing. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice. I like y'all, man. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord. Come on, somebody. I will. joy and be. This is the day that
the Lord has made.
I will
rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day that
the Lord has made.
Man, I hear you all. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving. I will enter his courts. I will say that the
Lord has made me.
I will rejoice. One more time, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. All right. Transformation and renewal is a part of interceptions. And the Super Bowl was amazing because the world had predicted, the world had predicted that the Kansas City Chiefs would win their third Super Bowl, a three-peat. But something happened. Resilience stayed on the sideline. And interceptions were one of the major keys to their defeat and the victory of the Philadelphia Eagles. Ooh. I like Philadelphia Eagles. I really do. They're on the East Coast. I had a chance to go through Philly when I went to see my grandmother in 1984. I got on a bus and hadn't seen her since I was a child, and I just decided to get on the bus. I didn't tell nobody, and I got on the bus, and I went up the